Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring. Like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Very happy to have you with us today. And, wow, we got a great show for you. So, look, we're going to talk about a couple of big issues, but I have to address what happened late yesterday. So, I got a lot of text messages from folks. All right, Starnes, are you okay? You sound a little down in the dumps. And to be perfectly honest, I was. And, I get a little frustrated every now and again with my political party, the Republican Party. And I know you do as well. And I shouldn't let stuff get to me. But yesterday, there were just a couple of things that happened. Actually, three things that happened that just really sort of bothered me. You had some Republicans who went along with Democrats to decriminalize traffic violations. You had the Republican governor of Tennessee declare war on law-abiding gun owners. And then you've been following this big mess in the state capitol. We're really not going to talk about this much at all today. But you had the two black lawmakers who got expelled for trying to incite a riot. And one of them was voted back in yesterday, but not a single Republican actually showed up to cast a vote. And, you know, again, there may be some nuance in all of that and whatever, but it got a little frustrating because I don't know, maybe I'm just weird, or maybe I'm just old school. I just believe that you have to fight. And I know that the left is going to call you names, and nobody likes to be called a racist. But my reaction when people go out there and call me a racist, I simply say, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. And what do I care what people think? I really don't anymore. And you're going to get to that point. I understand if you're a young person and it feels like the end of the world when the Twitter mob comes after you or that TikTok mob comes after you. I get it. I get it. But you just have to reach a point in your life where you don't care. But I did learn something yesterday that apparently there were some security threats that some Republicans were actually told don't bother showing up because it might be too dangerous. Imagine that here in the United States of America, telling Republicans not to show up for a meeting because Democrats might hurt you or cause you harm. Imagine something like that. You know, at face value, I think what happened in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday could quite frankly be a federal civil rights case where you have a mob going after white Republicans. I mean, it does make you wonder if the races had been reversed, there would no doubt be the civil rights investigations. But anyway, that's all water under the bridge. I will say this to my fellow Republicans. Don't be bullied by these people. Republican lawmakers, if there's a mob showing up at your meetings, whether it be a town hall meeting or a school board meeting or a county commission meeting, and they're not sending over enough law enforcement, here's what you do. You come to that meeting with a baseball bat in one hand and a big Bertha driver in the other. As a matter of fact, after the show today, I'm heading out to one of the sporting goods stores. And I'm going to get myself two baseball bats. One, I'm going to have them engraved. One, Liberty, and the other, Justice. So if anybody tries to do anything to you, at least you'll be able to defend yourself, right? There you go. So that's my answer When these people are coming after you and trying to threaten you and bully you, don't be bullied. Don't be bullied. By the way, interesting story out of Nashville. You know, we got all the Republicans are coming into town this weekend. You've got President Trump is going to be in Tennessee. Former Vice President Mike Pence, a massive RNC fundraising event. And so they're having it in Nashville. And clearly, the RNC, they've got some pretty deep pockets. And so they're reaching out to locally owned small businesses and saying, hey, you know, can you provide this service or that service? They reached out to a flower shop. And it's actually called The Flower Shop, capital F-L-W-R. That's the name of the shop. The Flower Shop. Would you write that down? F-L-W-R. Shop. So anyway, the flower shop, they reached out to this Nashville-based florist, and they said, hey, we'd like to hire you to provide floral arrangements for our big meeting. And so the owners of the flower shop actually wrote back to the RNC, and they basically told them, up yours. The flower shop wrote a letter, and I want to read this to you. They said, we immediately declined this opportunity. And we want to take a moment to publicly clarify our stance as small business owners in Nashville. We would like to challenge others in the Nashville event industry to say no to taking money or jobs from the Republican Party until they begin to make the changes to gun laws that most Americans are calling for. Okay, well, first of all, who's calling for more gun laws? We've got plenty of gun laws already on the books. Why don't you try enforcing those? But anyway, the flower shop got their pansies in a twist because all these Republicans are coming to town, and it wasn't good enough for them to say, yeah, we're not doing business with you. Now they're telling all these other businesses, you can't do business, you should not do business with the Republicans. And they went on their social media platform, and they said, I want to read this to you. The owners said, when I speak up, it's always to advocate for human rights. I've been loud about protecting black lives. That's code for BLM, by the way. The illness of racism in our country, and in defense of trans people. So basically, their pansies tilt to the left. These things should not be considered political, in my opinion. So this post feels different to me. I want to make very clear that while I tend to lean quite liberal, I'm sure you're all surprised, I do believe in a society of varied beliefs. Clearly, you do not, ma'am, sir, whatever your pronoun is. I think there is immense value to be gained from conservative viewpoints. Clearly, you do not believe that, sir, ma'am, whatever your pronoun is. I think a balance between liberalism and conservatism is healthy. Clearly, sir, ma'am, whatever your pronoun is, you do not. So there you go. This is the same city, by the way, that actually rejected the RNC meeting. They did not want Republicans holding their 2024 convention in Nashville, Tennessee. That shows you how liberal Nashville has become. So there you go. Now, here's my take on this. I actually support the flower shop. I believe that under the United States Constitution, they've got a right to deny service. And I say that because I also defend Christian business owners who have denied service because of their religious beliefs. They don't want to bake a cake and participate in a gay wedding. They should not have to do that under the United States Constitution. If you're a wedding shop and you do that kind of stuff, you should have the same rights as the flower shop in Nashville, Tennessee. But here's something else. You conservatives, you Republicans, you also have constitutional rights. And you have a constitutional right to go buy your begonias someplace else. And I would encourage you to do that if you live in the Nashville, Tennessee area. But I would also encourage you, and maybe you could do this in the break, give the flower shop in Nashville, Tennessee, that's F-L-W-R, give the flower shop in Nashville a telephone call and let them know what you think about refusing to do business with good, God-fearing, patriotic Republicans. No, I don't know if they're godless heathen still, and I don't know. But we can look into that. That's a good thought. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. There you go. When we come back, we're going to jump into some foreign news. There is a big story we've been following. China getting ready to make a play here. And it looks as though China is clearly preparing for an invasion of Taiwan. Now, we have an obligation. We have a signed, sealed, and delivered obligation to protect and defend Taiwan should the Chinese invade. But my question to you is, should we do that, and are we prepared? Should we live up to our obligation, and are we prepared as a military to take on the Chinese? We're going to be taking your calls on that, 844-747-8868. Now, before we go to break, I want to share something with you. Yesterday, we told you about my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And we are very close to cracking we want to become the number one book on Amazon, and we're close. And I think today, based on the numbers from yesterday, I think today we have the opportunity to do that. Now, I would encourage you to go to Amazon and get yourself a copy, buy yourself a copy for your church, your pastor, and read this book. It's going to help you understand what is happening in this country and what the bottom line is. How do we get out of this? How do we stop the left from killing our nation? Well, I answered that question in Culture Jihad. And again, we need your help. We want to be able to say that we were able to move this book to the number one spot because of this radio program. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Right. There is a lot of concern right now that China may be getting ready to invade Taiwan. If that happens, we have an obligation to defend Taiwan. And the question is, should we do that? And are we prepared to do that? So Judicial Watch has done a big investigative report, 167 pages. And they have been looking at the Air Force Academy, and it's very clear as we are on what could be the verge of war, not just with China, but also with Russia in Ukraine. And by the way, we were able to confirm through our sources on Capitol Hill that U.S. military forces are, in fact, boots on the ground in Ukraine. The same with Great Britain. But anyway, Judicial Watch has discovered that race and gender instruction is the top priority in training cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy. As a matter of fact, one of the core classes, according to the Judicial Watch report, Behavioral Science 362, class, race, gender, and sexuality is now a core class. And also, all curriculum, it doesn't matter what they're teaching, has to be reviewed for diversity and inclusion topics. Cadets and staff are required to be educated in specific diversity and inclusion concepts and skills in order to decrease incidents of microaggressions and unconscious bias. Which is why now, all of a sudden, by the way, you've got an Air Force that's completely gone woke. Take a listen to Tom Fitton.
These documents show our military and its rising leadership are under attack from within. The documents confirm U.S. Air Force Academy leadership is obsessed with anti-American critical race theory and seeks to punish and smear cadets through leftist indoctrination programs. My comment could have been stronger, but you heard what I said. I don't know how much more direct I can get about how dangerous I think this is.
This is incredibly dangerous, and I know we have a very large military population that listens to this radio program, whether you are currently on active duty or if you are a veteran. And I have to imagine this kind of information terrifies you, because when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at what I consider to be a weakened U.S. military. From September 21st, 2020, the introduction to some of the materials, Lieutenant General J. Silveria writes that systemic racism exists in our society. Identity groups, whether based on race, ethnicity, age, gender, sexual orientation, or disability, have all experienced less than equal treatment in our nation, both historically and persisting in the present day. I'd like to know who those people are. Ongoing events across our nation and around the world are a stark reminder that racism and social injustice continue to afflict our society. And we must acknowledge at the Air Force Academy we are not immune to these issues. What happens outside our gates also happens across our installation and throughout the cadet wing. Is that true? Military veterans, is that true? Is the U.S. military racist? Is it transphobic? Is it homophobic? Our military superiority relies on an incredibly diverse force of innovative individuals. May I just stop right there for a moment? Is that true? Because I thought that our military superiority was to have brave fighting men and women who are willing to blow things up and kill people, the enemy. But now, apparently, to be truly superior, we have to look like a rainbow flag. Are we actually going to march the rainbow flag into battle now? The Lieutenant General goes on, there is no place in our words or actions for discrimination or racial bias of any kind. I guess maybe the BLM. Are we? By the way, instead of a salute, are we supposed to do the Black Panther power fist in the air? Maybe that's what they want. He goes on to say, to address these issues, we must, as a cohesive team, look inward to continually examine ourselves and our institution for the prevalence of racism, discrimination, and injustice. So again, I ask you, are we prepared to actually fight a war? 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. New survey coming out talking about military readiness, and it shows that we've got a big, big problem. According to Politico, I've got to read this to you. The Department of Defense's highest ranking transgender official, so we've got the transgenders in the military, quote, ostracizing anybody will hurt military readiness. So again, if you hurt someone's feelings, maybe you mispronoun somebody or misgender somebody in the military, that could very well sink the ship. That's coming from Sean Kelly, a Navy commander, a dude who is now a gal. Skelly says at the Marine Corps base that he told his commanding general that he was out. And pardon me if I stumble, but I'm fixing all the wrong pronouns in this Politico piece. Quote, I had fear at that time. I determined quickly I needed to get out safely. It took 2 years to make the leap and left in 2008. Now back at the Pentagon as a civilian, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Readiness. There you go. That's why Republicans are so concerned right now. Republicans fear that ultimately the military is not about defending our country, killing our enemy, blowing things up, but it's really about fighting social justice causes. And maybe they're right about that. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, if you miss any of our show, you can always download our podcast at toddstearns.com.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Yeah, so Newsmax has the story. A study has been done. Poor fitness among recruits costing the Army millions of dollars. The study posted in the journal Progress in Cardiovascular Disease, right for young people. They found that out of a total of 99,000 trainees, just below 35% had at least one injury. This is according to Newsmax, talking about bones, joints, muscles, all sorts of stuff. It's a mess. Kind of does make you wonder if the China virus vaccine had anything to do with that. Unbelievable. But they're spending millions and millions of dollars on these recruits who are dropping like flies. Unbelievable. By the way, I have a question for you about the U.S. Senate. Is this actually a deliberative body of the best and the brightest in America, or is it a taxpayer-funded, high-dollar nursing home? And I ask that because you've got Mitch McConnell, who is still out, by the way, and it's not looking good for old Mitch, and we're going to get to that in just a moment, but now you have Dianne Feinstein. You've got a couple of Democrats now on the record saying that she needs to go because she is not capable. She's been out with shingles. And then you've got Senator Federneck out of Pennsylvania. So the Spectator is now reporting that Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell may not be coming back. He suffered a fall. Now, the official reason was he tripped and fell. But I can tell you now, I have a source on this. My source tells me that there's no way McConnell is going to be able to come back. It was that serious of a fall. He has been in some sort of a rehab center for people who have suffered significant issues, strokes, for example. And according to the Spectator, multiple sources confirm Senator John Barrasso of North Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and John Thune of South Dakota actively reaching out to fellow Republican senators to get ready for a leadership vote. That vote would happen when McConnell retires from his duties as leader. And by the way, you folks in Kentucky, he may end up having to retire from the U.S. Senate. One source says Cornyn has been active in his preparations, taking fellow senators with whom he has little in common to lunch in attempts to court them. Now, my question is, who do you think should replace Mitch McConnell? Should it be Ted Cruz? Rand Paul, Marsha Blackburn, Rick Scott, because I'm looking at a bunch of rhinos right now. If, in fact, this is going to be the next leader of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. So anyway, we're going to keep an eye on this. McConnell fell back on March 8th. I mean, this has been a long time. And, of course, Feinstein is so old, she doesn't even know where she is most of the time. And I don't mean that as a terrible. I mean, it's just she doesn't know. I mean, it's just as bad as Biden. 844-747-8868. So who would you like to see as the next leader? We need a conservative. We need a fighter. Somebody who's going to stand up to the Democrats. Somebody who will not capitulate. 844-747-8868, our phone number. Let's go to Rich in Georgia, wants to talk about guns. Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well, thanks for asking.
Good, I'm glad you're back and feeling better.
Thank you.
My comment on the gun control thing, or whatever you want to call it, it's very simple. Every time they start calling for guns to be taken away, the first thing we go back to them is, all right, then every one of you Democrats voluntarily turning your guns. Every one of you. Not one of you can own a gun from now on. Well, when you do that, 95% of our crimes are going to go away, so we've solved the problem.
It's a great point. Rich, it's a great point. And, you know, go back to, you know, the whole argument here in Tennessee over those three lawmakers, it actually had to do with gun legislation that would have protected kids. And this was a bipartisan public school safety measure, or rather school safety measure. It had Democrat support as well as Republican, and it passed. And this was before the Covenant School shooting. That vote was 95-4. But the people who voted against it, Justin Jones, Gloria Johnson, and Justin Pearson. So this is not about protecting the kids. They had a chance to join their fellow Democrats to protect the kids, and they voted no.
That's exactly right. Yep. So, I have yet to see one Democrat voluntarily turn their guns in. So Let's start there. And every time they bring the argument up, let's go there. And that just blocks them. There's nothing they can say.
Or how about this? Surrender their protection teams.
Well, yeah, that goes along with that. That's a great point. Yep. That's just my thought on it, Todd.
Rich, I like your thought, and I'm with you. You know what, Democrats? If you really want to make America safe, just turn your guns over. Go ahead and give them – just turn them in. All right, Rich, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number, 844-747-8868. You know, I don't want to get too terribly far off track here, but this legislation was pretty spectacular. It would have enhanced safety protections for students in public and private schools. Public schools would have been required. I'm going to read this. This is what these leftists, and these people are being elevated. They're like the Holy Trinity for Democrats now. The younger versions of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. The bill would have required public schools to keep exterior doors locked when students are present. Schools would be subjected to penalties for repeat violations. It would also require schools to conduct yearly command and bus safety.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Drills. In addition to armed intruder drills, with newly constructed schools required to install locks on classroom doors and secure entryways. That seems pretty reasonable. The measure also requires schools in the state to implement threat assessment teams and provide law enforcement agencies with access to its security systems and safety plans, with private security guards undergoing yearly active shooter training. That seems mighty reasonable to me. But the three Democrats said, we don't want gun battles at our schoolhouse door. I'd rather have them outside than inside, ma'am, Gloria Johnson. But the whole point of this is those Democrats, they're really not concerned about the kids. They just want your guns. They want to disarm the American people. And we all know what's going to happen when that occurs. That's when the socialists take over and it gets very ugly. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to say a special hello to all of our friends watching us now on Rumble. If you want to check out our Rumble channel, you can watch what's happening here inside the studio. Just search for Todd Starnes on Rumble. Now, you know, after they indicted President Trump, big media went into a tailspin. But one cable news channel is leading the charge in covering real news, Newsmax. I watch it all the time. Newsmax has a poll they want you to participate in. They want to know if you still support President Trump for president in 2024. You can vote right now. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That SKIP to 39747 takes a minute. You can also watch Newsmax. Great hosts like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, and Newsmax is on all major cable systems and streaming TVs. So again, check out that poll. Text the word SKIP to 39747. We'll be right back. A little controversy over at NASA. They have a brand new director at the Goddard Space Flight Center. First time a woman has the gig. Her name is Dr. Mackenzie Lystrup. She served in the office of Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey. Now, typically, when you are sworn in, you place your hand on the Bible, right? That is, it's a tradition. It's not the law. It's not the rule. But most people actually put their hand on the Bible to be sworn in. But not Dr. Lystrup. No, instead, Dr. Lystrup decided to be sworn into office holding a copy of Carl Sagan's 1994 book, The Pale Blue Dot, which is talking about planet Earth, as they say. Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. That's a quote from Mr. Sagan. The NASA Flight Center shared that on their Twitter page. Lystrup is 45 years old, again, the first woman ever to head up the Maryland Space Center. She explained her decision not to use the Bible in a statement. She said Sagan worked very hard to make science accessible and meaningful to everyone, and Pale Blue Dot emphasizes the importance of exploring our universe and understanding our home planet. Given its personal significance to me and how its message resonates with work we do at NASA Goddard on behalf of the world, it felt apropos to include it in the ceremony. Well, that's all well and good, and I appreciate the fact that Mr. Sagan wrote a book called Pale Blue Dot, but Almighty God created that dot, madam. Do you think our elected leaders, our government officials, should be sworn in using the Bible, or is it anything goes now? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the beautiful state of Maine, WLOB, our radio station there. Steve on the line. Hi, Steve. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Are you feeling better?
I am. Thank you for asking.
Well, we missed you while you was gone.
Well, you're kind to say that, Steve. I really appreciate it. Good to be back.
Good. Hey, Todd, I just wanted to comment. You was talking about Taiwan. You know, I know you're going to disagree with me, but we can't agree on everything, I guess. I really could care less about Taiwan. We just got on fighting the longest war in our country's history, and we're slowly getting involved in another one in Ukraine. I've been reading different stories about the CIA is over there, and they'll deny it, but they deny that anyway. I'm 100% positive that they're over there. And I also read an article that Special Forces are over there. And I think it's time for to let people, let countries stand on their own. I don't know why we have to get involved in every conflict in the world. And I'll hang up and let you comment on that, Todd.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to push back just a smidge. I will say this, that we have an obligation. If we make an agreement with someone, and I don't care if it's Zimbabwe or Taiwan, I think we have an obligation, and we should live up to our obligations. China is certainly threatening Taiwan, and I understand that many Americans are just weary of war, but the reason why is we were in wars that we should not have been in. Again, it was Liz Cheney and her father who got us embroiled in Iraq. Keep that in mind. Never forget what the Bush-Cheney team did to us. They left Afghanistan and went into Iraq, and it created a great big mess. So look, there are several reasons. Number one, of course, is the future of political freedom in the world. But the other is about the world economy and keeping Taiwan out of Beijing's clutches. The Financial Times has a pretty in-depth, really well-written piece explaining why we need to be defending Taiwan. But for me, it all comes down to one thing. We gave those people our word, and I think we ought to live up to that. All right, let's go to Georgia. Mike on the line wants to weigh in on Congress and Tennessee. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Good to see you back.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to talk on some of that stuff. I'm a Republican 100%, 1,000 if you could go that high. But I think we ought to get on our Republicans. I tell you, they're letting things. We like not to got a House Speaker in the House. Republican, it come. Look how they acted, what have you. And we don't have nobody in the Senate that's back us up, more or less. They're all selling us out. I think we need to get studied that. Not only that, but you take, for instance, I don't think that. I think there should be an age limit in Congress. We'll never get it because they're the one who voted in.
Mike, that's interesting. Now, what do you think the age limit should be in Congress?
Well, let me tell you this. I'm 75 plus, okay? I think if you get by 70 years old, it's downhill business. I mean, as far as activities, what have you, falling, what have you, but you kind of get a little more, what do you call it, mellowed as you get older, instead of wanting to fight something that's really for our country, in other words. Fight for our country, in other words. But they just laid out, just for instance, like you had in Tennessee the other day. Those Republicans need to be voted out.
Mike, a lot of people agree with you, sir. A lot of people agree with you. Something's got to be done. Right now, you've got members of Congress that are so old, they really should be in a nursing home. They have no idea what's going on. We've got a president who ought to be in a nursing home. He doesn't.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Know what's going on, and a lot of people are wondering, all right, exactly what do we need to do here to fix this? And Mike, you're an older fella, you're a seasoned veteran, and you say we need to have an age limit. And Mike, we're going to pose that question to our audience. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? And Mike, appreciate the call. What do you think about that? Should there be an age limit? Should 70 years old or 75? Should that be the cutoff? Because Mike does raise a point. I mean, you know, just look at Mitch McConnell. And by the way, Fetternek's nowhere near that, but he's the guy has had a stroke, and he's never been able to recover from the stroke. So maybe we need fitness exams every couple of years. Maybe that's it. Maybe we need term limits. Maybe that's the answer. But again, Congress, our founding fathers never meant for Congress to be a full-time profession. Everybody went back home. They met, they did the business of the country, and they went back home. There's no reason why we can't do that today. 844-747-8868, our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be taking your calls on this this issue in the next hour. And also, during the upcoming break, head over to Amazon. Help us out. We want to make Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, the number one book in the country. We want people to read this book. People need to understand what is at stake in 2024. Literally, the future of the country. I mean, that's ultimately what this is all about. All right, we got to take a break. And again, Amazon.com. Get yourself a copy of Culture Jihad. If you want an autographed copy, you got to go to my website, and we'll be happy to help you guys out there. All right, stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. A lot happening this hour of the program. Some breaking news to share with you. This coming from our nation's capital. Reuters is reporting that an Air National Guardsman from Massachusetts is expected to be arrested today. They believe this individual is the person responsible for leaking, and this is a massive leak of classified military documents. We understand this individual worked on a military base and posted some of our most sensitive national security secrets in an online group. This information coming from the Washington Post. The Post reporting covers new ground in identifying the supposed leaker of the highly classified documents, including some that paint a very pessimistic U.S. view of the war in Ukraine. The leaker, described in the Post as a lonely young man, a gun enthusiast who was part of a chat room of about two dozen people on Discord. That's a social media platform popular with video gamers that share a love of guns and military gear, reading from the Washington Post story. So anyway, as soon as that happens, we will let you know. But clearly, a lot of very concerned people at the Pentagon, and I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, we don't need to be tolerating leaks of any kind like this. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Good to have Congressman Ben Klein with us. Congressman, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing well, Todd. Thanks for having me back.
You know, again, this is sort of breaking news here, Congressman, but if true, what does this mean? And the fact that you have somebody that's just randomly leaking classified military documents like that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to get to the bottom of how he came upon these documents and what mode he used for sharing them, and who was who had access. It's very disturbing, and it's definitely compromised national security. So we have to make sure it doesn't happen again.
So, Congressman, and again, we will be following this breaking news throughout the day. But, Congressman, I know you're going to be in New York City on Monday, not on vacation. You're going to be there to work. You're going to be part of this judiciary crime hearing. What do you expect to have happen at that gathering?
Well, I think we're going to hear from several victims of the increase in crime in New York City. You have auto theft up 32%, felony assaults up 13%, burglaries up 23%. Robberies up 26%. You know, it really is disturbing, and we want to make sure that when the American people are sending their tax dollars to Washington and Washington is sending those tax dollars to New York City, that they're going to fight crime and not going to just a revolving door system where criminals go in and then they are put back out on the street again to commit more crimes.
Congressman, I don't mean to be selfish, but, you know, I'm born and raised Memphis, Tennessee. We base our national show out of Memphis. After you guys wrap up in New York, we'd love for you to come down here and hold hearings in Memphis, because we're going through the same thing with our George Soros district attorney.
Yep, there are a lot of cities across the country that George Soros helped get elected. We've got some in Northern Virginia, these prosecutors who don't want to prosecute crimes, and New York City's no different. They've stopped prosecuting resisting arrest, which just invites people to resist arrest. And so you have the men in blue who we all support, who are putting their lives on the line for us. And they're getting a hard time from the criminals of New York because they know that they won't be prosecuted for resisting arrest.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Ben Klein. He represents the 6th Congressional District. Congressman, earlier this week, the president releasing new vehicle emission standards. These are the most aggressive yet. They're predicting that a good number of cars, I'm looking at the numbers here, 67% of new sedans, SUVs, and light truck purchases could be electric by 2032. Are you buying what the administration's selling?
You know, a lot of Americans are not buying these electric cars because, quite frankly, it's just as much of a drain on our resources to have to build and get the chips and then provide the electricity for fueling these cars. People don't understand where the electricity comes from at the end of the, at the end of the plug. And what they need to know is that not only is it going to take you hours to charge up your vehicle, and that there aren't as many electric charging stations as there are gas stations, but that it's just as detrimental to the environment to own an electric car as it is to own a gas-powered vehicle.
One of the concerns I have, in addition to being a radio host, I actually own a radio station, KWAM, the news talk station in Memphis. And one of the things that concerns me, you have some of these car manufacturers that are announcing they're doing away with AM radio. And I know there is a big push on Capitol Hill to save AM radio, which is vitally important, not just getting news and information out, but also during emergencies, the emergency alert system tied into AM radio.
Well, I'll admit I haven't listened to it in a while, but we have a very rural district. I'm in the western part of Virginia along the West Virginia border, and you can get down in some hollows pretty quick where the only station you're going to get is going to be an AM station. So I think that it definitely has its listening audience. And while it may not be as powerful as the other forms of radio, it's still got a place in many parts of the country.
Congressman, let me ask you about this this letter. I know you signed on to it. We had Congresswoman Miller on, Mary Miller on yesterday. What are your concerns about the Catholics and what happened to these priests at Walter Reed?
Well, not only is it a violation of their First Amendment rights to express their faith and have their faith respected by the institution at Walter Reed, to have these Catholic priests who had been there for decades replaced by secular advisors, but, you know, you have a general antipathy, if not outright hostility, to Catholics by the Biden administration. Just recently, you had a church vandalized where the DOJ prosecuted under hate crimes but reached a plea agreement where the offender who spray-painted vulgarities and broke glass and doors was not going to serve any jail time. And those types of policies, those types of approaches, I guess it does fit in with the Biden administration's general policy of soft on crime. But, you know, the Biden administration is also, their FBI is seeking to infiltrate Catholic churches in my home state of Virginia, trying to put plants in Catholic churches and monitor discussions in the church. I don't know why. I think they just view people of faith as somehow hostile to their agenda, which we're hostile to their agenda, but not because we're people of faith. It's because we're people who believe in life, people who believe in family, people who believe in marriage. And that's why we're hostile to the Biden agenda.
All right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you standing up for religious liberty. We appreciate you standing up for those priests. And let's just hope things get worked out there. And we really appreciate you coming on the program today.
Todd, thanks for having me.
All right, Congressman Ben Klein out of Virginia. From Missouri, an Obama-appointed federal judge ordered two teachers to shell out over $300,000 in legal fees. Now, these teachers refused to teach the school district's mandatory diversity training. The teachers opposed the training. It contained content forcing them to place themselves on an oppression matrix. Oh, geez, Lou. The material also called for socioeconomic changes and asked teachers to share information they wish to keep private. Brooke Henderson was one of the two teachers fighting back against the training. She said that they were encouraged to believe that America is systemically racist. Again, happening in the public schools. Quote, if we believe it in a colorblind America, it told us we are white supremacists. So they've got this oppression matrix. And depending on what your beliefs are, in this particular case, if you believe a colorblind America, then you're a white supremacist. Henderson, who said she taught over 20 years, said the training was district-wide, impacting employees from bus drivers to the lunch ladies. The federal district judge, Douglas Harpool, was appointed to the bench by Barack Hussein Obama. He awarded $313,000 in attorney's fees to the school district and said the district deserved to be compensated. The attorney for the teacher says, the point of it is to chill speech. It's a First Amendment case. They believe America should be colorblind. They believe that they should not have to look at the color of a student's skin, and that's all they were fighting for. The plaintiffs sought only $1 in damages and were instead solely focused on getting a judge to declare the training unconstitutional. So there you go. This is the state of our nation's public education system. That if you believe in a colorblind society like MLK preached about, then that makes you a raging racist. 844-747-8868, then, is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. So Biden's trip overseas, not going very well. Went back to the motherland, that would be Ireland. And he's been making gaffes all over the place. But it was sort of weird. He was taking a tour with Irish President Michael Higgins. And Biden tried to greet one of the canines on the property. It did not go very well. Take a listen here, Cut 11.
That dog.
Wow. So the dog started barking and got pretty aggressive at President Biden. I have a question about this. I don't own a dog, so this is for dog owners out there, and I'm curious. When a dog does something like that, you know, because a lot of times, a dog will come up and they'll wag their tail and they want you to pet them. You know, they'll sort of look up at you. Every now and again, though, you'll have a person and they walk by and the dog gets really aggressive and starts barking and growling. Can a dog sense if somebody is a bad person or maybe is an evil person? Is that? I'm just curious. 844-747-8868. Does the dog have some sort of intuition? But I'd love to know from dog owners out there, 844-747-8868. I'd like some insight here because that's weird. And by the way, Biden's dogs are very mean. The Judicial Watch has a new piece up. Apparently, the new dog has gone after the Secret Service. Something's very odd there. Let's go to Ann in Maine. WLOB wants to weigh in on the Catholic priest. Hi, Ann. What's on your mind?
Well, yes, but before I go on the Catholic priest, just say I don't own a dog, but I know shop owners who own dogs, and they let the dog sniff the person when they come in, and if the dog gets all upset, they say it's a bad person. So we would have to give those dogs credit for sniffing out the evil Joe Biden.
I love it. And this is good advice. I was wondering, but I didn't know if I wanted to dip my toe into that theory, but I like this. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, I know people who have dogs, and they swear by it, that an evil person will be detected by a dog.
All right. All right. Well, let's get to the Catholic priest here, Anne.
Well, that's terrible that their right to religious freedom and their right to free speech is being... And why, after all these years, would they decide to get rid of the priest? Is that Walter Reed, right, that we're talking about?
Walter Reed, and nearly 20 years, the friars have been ministering there, and the cease and desist order, as we learned yesterday on the show, came directly from the Pentagon, General Mark Milley.
Okay, so it's coming from Biden, and you know this Biden, we know he lies. He always gets up in front of the cameras and say, I'm a devout Catholic. He's a disgrace to the Catholic religion.
And very well said, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening to us on WLOB. Let's go to Steve in North Carolina. So, Steve, what's your take on this dog barking and growling at President Biden?
Well, he knows evil when he smells it. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the gun control thing.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
all right,
Steve.
We've got the wrong idea. We shouldn't be limiting the guns or who has them, but we should be finding out that people have mental problems and monitor them and make sure they don't have them. And rather than taking all the country in one big scoop.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
And said, take your guns away and protect yourself the way you can. Well, if you take the guns away, you can't do that. But if you monitor the people back before 72, when they shut down the mental institutions across the United States, we had people in droves coming out on the street with mental problems. And I hate to say it, we still have that problem, and we need to take care of these people.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, Steve, and I saw this in New York City, and it got worse and worse when they, over the period of, you know, I was there 14 years, but it got really bad towards the end when people would literally be dropping their trousers in the middle of the street and using the bathroom. I mean, it's just the sidewalks just wall to wall with the homeless people, and a lot of these folks were in mental institutions, and they were kicked out. They were set free. And it's created a big problem.
A lot cheaper to take care of them in a mental institution than to bear it upon our society.
That's it. Steve, we got to run here. We're running late for a break, so I appreciate your call. Thank you for that. And by the way, folks, over on our Rumble channel, I have just launched a live chat, and that's you're going to see my name. That's me, and I'm actually live chatting whilst we're chatting on the radio. And I would love for you to weigh in. We just shared the news about the Irish dog, and the dog refused to stop barking at President Biden. And the question is, can dogs sense when someone's evil? So we're going to be taking your calls and also following this live chat. You say, how can I find you, Todd? It's very simple. Just look for my first and last name, Todd Stearns, on Rumble. And you will see our show logo, the Todd Stearns show logo, and drop us a note and say howdy do. almost a 500,000 people watching the show on Rumble today. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our good buddy Lars Larson coming up next. All right, the live chat blowing up over on Rumble. I'm sort of learning all of the new functions we have over at Rumble, and it's pretty fascinating. Of course, you know, we got banned by YouTube, and Facebook censors limits what we can do. So this is pretty fascinating. We're so happy to be on Rumble, and we would love for you to follow us there. We've got a lot of people following us now. By the way, Cujo Doggy, what a great tag that is. Cujo Doggy says, Todd, I am a dog owner, and when my son was young, there was a bully who lived on our block. Every time that kid walked by our window, our dogs would viciously bark at him. Well, there you go. Amerikraut writes, didn't Pampers Joe own a mean German Shepherd he had to put down? Well, I don't know if the dog was put down. I think it was Sarge. Is that the one that bit the Secret Service agent? So, hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program, great American patriot, the hardest working man in radio, the great Lars Larson. Hey, Lars, how's it going?
You are too kind, Todd. I'll send you a check later. Okay?
I love it. I love it. Well, Lars, I have to say, on behalf of the Memphis audience on KWAM, they are massive fans of yours, one of the most popular programs on KWAM.
Well, please extend my thanks to them and my apologies for your governor. What in the world is he thinking about pushing red flag laws that only work if you actually violate constitutional protections of due process? I mean, what's he thinking?
It's insane. And Lars, one of the great blessings of being in Tennessee, aside from the fact that we do not have a state income tax, one of the blessings is that we have a super majority of Republicans that control everything here. But unfortunately, we've got a lot of rhinos in the mix. And Lars, I think that's what we're looking at. Our Republican governor is certainly no Ron DeSantis. And I'm afraid that he's trying to be conciliatory with the minority of Democrats.
You know, we can't back down. You've got to stick to your principles. And do I remember that you told me correctly that that the way you got the supermajority, there were at least a few Democrats who decided to follow their good common sense and head over to the party of the right?
There have been some, yes.
That's good to see. I mean, in fact, I think we're seeing that in a bunch of areas. But, I mean, there's just so much to talk about today. I mean, some days people should know. We wake up with enough to talk about every day. But some days you say, well, this is okay stuff. But these days, lately, you can't wake up without saying, there's so much to talk about today. It's hard to fit it all in. And if you let some of it spill over from Thursday to First Amendment Friday, then you're too full on Friday before you even walk in the door. And then you've got more good stuff rolling in. It's like I tell people that while I don't smoke marijuana, but I do live in a state where it's legal, even if I drank good Tennessee whiskey and smoked marijuana all day long, I couldn't make up stuff half as crazy as the party of slavery, the Democrats, make up every single day.
Well, Lars, let me tell you what we're living through here in Tennessee. Just in the past 3 days, you had the Republicans join Democrats in the Memphis City Council, even though it's nonpartisan. We know who the Republicans and Democrats are. They voted unanimously to outlaw police from enforcing certain traffic laws in one of the most violent cities in America. Then you had all of the Republicans did not show up on the vote yesterday to send this guy, this radical Justin Pearson with the power afro and the whole MLK Malcolm X voice. They didn't even show up to vote yesterday. And then you've got our governor doing what he does, and you know you've got conservative Republicans just pulling their hair out around this state.
Well, they should be because by the way, I know some people may fault you for mentioning the hairstyle. Let's put it this way. Everybody communicates something by the way they present themselves to the world. I mean, if I show up in a suit and tie at a nice event, it's because I want to communicate I have respect for the event. If I decide to adopt a certain kind of hairstyle, certain kind of clothing, you're communicating something. It's one of the ways we communicate things. If a friend invites you to their wedding and you show up in flip-flops and board shorts, you're telling them you don't have much respect for them. And if you show up with, as you said, the power afro and trying to do a really poor imitation of MLK, I wish I could say that I knew MLK. So I could say, I knew MLK and this guy is no MLK. Unfortunately, he was gone when I was still a little child. But I admired him greatly in history because you recognize that MLK was a conservative. The Democrats wouldn't have allowed him anywhere near their party today because he believed in family. He believed in faith. He believed in owning guns and did own a gun and did carry a gun for a time for one of the reasons you have for guns, not the most important, but it's self-protection. And he did all of those things. He was a solid conservative. And to have this guy in your legislature trying to do this poor man's imitation of MLK is insulting.
And, of course, it has nothing to do with race. And the point being, and this point has gotten looked over by the mainstream media, but you actually had bipartisan support. We have 75 Republicans out of the 99 members of the House, 75 Republicans. And yet the vote was 95-4 last week to move forward on this plan to protect and fortify public and private schools. Of the four, no votes there, not protecting the kids. Among those Tennessee three, Justin Jones, Gloria Johnson, and Justin Pearson. But the mainstream media overlooked that.
Who could be against protecting schools? Who in the world could be against protecting schools?
It's a great question, Lars. A great question. By the way, I want to switch gears because you're right. We got a lot of stuff to cover with you. And sure. You're there based in Portland. my condolences.
Hey, it's red meat every day for me.
Oh, my gosh. So
and
look.
No bugs, by the way. I don't eat bugs. And I never will.
Well, we have a great radio affiliate over in Salem, KYKN, and they're getting a lot of the residual crime and stuff like that. But we understand what Cracker Barrel's pulling out. You've got the Walmarts. There's a coffee chain that is closing. This is from the New York Post.
Yep.
Is it a coffee roasters says yep. That's it for us.
They're pulling out, and here's the thing. The list of companies that are closing is so long that it's almost not worth mentioning. It's like waking up and saying, hey, the sun came up in the east, because every day there's a new company that's saying, we're done, we're out of here, we're abandoning the place. And let me tell you two specific examples of how bad this has become. We started documenting about 2 years ago how the riots and the arson and the looting, which had been not only allowed but encouraged by City Hall and by the woke mayor, who's a graduate of Stanford and Harvard, if that tells you anything about him. But all of this stuff was allowed, and we started talking to people in commercial real estate saying, we're literally losing tens of millions of dollars in rent because all these properties are going unrented. And while property was going up for the last couple of years until recently, everywhere in America, and especially even in the Northwest, that they were seeing rents declining and people abandoning the place. It's a disaster. But one of the properties, which has been owned by a family, a big real estate family, a Menashe family, they had this property. It was occupied by a bank and a number of other businesses, and all of them pulled out. The property became basically boarded up, and then the drug dealers and their customers broke in. And this is a sizable property. It occupies about a quarter of a city block, and it's multiple stories, and they occupied this building. You know, not by, you know, they just showed up, and the police did nothing about it. And then after literally years of this drug market where you could literally say you want to buy some heroin, meth, cocaine, fentanyl, any of that stuff, just go down to, you know, 4th and Washington and walk in. There's plenty of it if you want to step past the human waste and the needles, literally. The police finally broke in this last week. Why? Because it was the right thing to do? Because they were enforcing the law? No. Because the local alternative weekly newspaper, which is a Pulitzer Prize winning paper, and I admire a lot of their work, they wrote a story saying this has been going on for years and City Hall is ignoring it. It is literally, Todd, 8 blocks down the street. It's about a 4-minute walk for the mayor to get there. He runs the police bureau, which is 2 blocks away. and they have 800 sworn officers, and they just ignored the problem. And then finally, when they start getting bad publicity, they said, oh, there's a crisis. We've got to act. The crisis is a PR crisis. It's that somebody finally said, hey, the mayor's ignoring this gigantic problem. It's dangerous for the people taking the drugs. It's sometimes deadly. It's abhorrent that this would go on, and they let it happen. The second example I want to throw at you, if you want to know how woke this place is, you're actually good. You're lucky to live in a relatively conservative place. There's an institution called Portland State University. It's an old university. It's a public university, so it's owned by the taxpayers, and it's an urban university. It's located in the urban core of downtown Portland, and they have an awful lot of working folks who go to school there. I went to a few classes there while I was working in TV, and they have a huge population that doesn't live on campus, but some that do. So what do they decide to do? In 21, after the riots, after the arson and the looting that did tens of millions of dollars of damage in downtown Portland, what's the smart thing for a public university to do? They disarmed all their cops.
Of course they did.
And then for the last 2 years, crime and violence and weapons have been going up on campus. And finally, about 2 days ago, the president of the university, listen to this, comes out and says, we're going to rearm the cops. And I thought, oh, great, well, I'll have to congratulate them for finally doing the obvious. But then the university president in the same breath said, but we look forward to the day when we'll be able to disarm them again. So follow this logic, Todd. Crime and violence go up, most especially driven by defunding of the police, by riots, the George Floyd nonsense and all that. Your crime and violence goes up, you disarm your cops, crime and violence go up dramatically after that, and so you react to the rise by arming the cops, and in the same breath say, but we're going to disarm them as soon as we can.
It's insanity. And yet, Lars, it's playing out in every major city controlled by the progressive Democrats and those cities that have George Soros-funded district attorneys. I mean, look at Chicago.
And we got one of them.
There you go. And so we do.
Mike, his name is Mike Schmidt. We say he oversees at the DA's office the Schmidt Show.
Well played. Four Walmart stores in Chicago closing. Of course, we mentioned the Cracker Barrels in Portland. Lars, in one of my commentaries, I just recommended to the good people of Portland, go out, buy a cast iron skillet. You can use it to fry chicken, make biscuits, and also defend yourself against the Antifa folks. But it's really bad when you've got places like Cracker Barrel shutting down. And San Francisco shutting down the downtown Whole Foods because of a lot of the things you just mentioned about the crack pipes, the dirty needles, and the staff people getting assaulted and attacked by these homeless folks and criminals.
Well, and I gotta tell you something. You mentioned Walmart. A lot of people hate Walmart. I don't hate Walmart. They're the most successful retail bricks and mortar store on planet Earth. Okay, some of the onlines like Alibaba and Amazon are bigger in total numbers, but they are a gigantic big company. I think it's 1.6 million employees, and you know, they get all kinds of bad mouthing from the union types. They don't like that, and they say, well, people are abused at Walmart. I've talked to people who've worked there for 15 and 20 years because I shop there with my wife from time to time for both groceries and other things, and I say, you've been here 15 years, and they don't know who I am, and I ask, well, why are you still here? And they say, I love my job here. They love their job, but you won't. So there is now, as of today, the plans are by Walmart to pull every single Walmart store out of the 23rd largest city in America, Portland, Oregon. Why? Because the crime, the theft, the damage is so overwhelming. They have pulled every single store or are in the process of getting rid of every single store they have inside the Portland city limits. Now, what does that say about a place?
Lars, is there anything that has to happen before people come to their senses and understand they can fix this by electing the right people to office?
I guess, and yet you look at Chicago, you know, murder capital of North, not quite murder capital, but close, murder capital of North America, and what'd they do? Lori Lightfoot finally went out the door, and they put somebody in who's arguably worse than her. You've got Wisconsin that's had its share of problems, and they elect a total far-left liberal to the Supreme Court of their state who promises ahead of time how she'll judge cases, every judge I've ever talked to in my 48-year career in media has said, Lars, I can't talk about things that might come before the court because then I would be...
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Prejudiced, as in prejudging things. The judges are not supposed to prejudge things. And yet she comes out and promises, you put me in there, I'll support abortion rights. And you say, hold on, can a judge do that? Well, I guess they can. So are people going to do something sensible? San Francisco, God bless them, but there they are. They did decide to take that son of terrorists, Chesa Boudin, and give him the boot finally, and replaced with somebody who seems to be at least more sensible than Boudin was. So some of the cities are showing some signs they know what to do. But frankly, just enforce the rules that are already on the books. You don't
That's
need
it.
New laws. Enforce the ones you've already got.
Lars, we got to leave it there. We're late for a break. You know how that goes.
I did it to you, didn't I?
Lars.
My apologies to Greg.
No. LarsLarson.com. It is a great website, folks. A lot of good stuff for you to read. You can also join the conversation. Lars, your question today. Oh, my gosh. Should pedophiles who sexually assault children under the age of 12 get the death penalty? I've already voted in that, by the way.
Well, and that's a Florida bill that is likely to pass. How about getting Tennessee, this huge majority, pass that bill? Ask the voters, would you like to have people, adults who sexually attack an under 12 age girl, should that person get the needle or the rope? And I'll bet you'd get a majority in Tennessee.
There you go. All right, Lars, good stuff, folks. Go check it out, LarsLarson.com. Always good having you on the show, Lars.
My pleasure, Todd.
All right, great guy right there. Love his radio show. And if your local radio station doesn't carry Lars, you need to give him a call and say, pick up Lars Larson. And by the way, if your radio station doesn't carry Todd Starnes, tell him, pick up.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Todd Starnes. And again, want to say a very special hello to all of our great friends over on Rumble. And now is a great time to head over to Amazon, folks. We're making the big push. If it's not today, we think tomorrow, trying to make Culture Jihad, my latest political book, number one on the Amazon bestseller list. You can get yourself a copy at Amazon.com. Again, that's Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. We'll be right back. All right, crazy story out of Pleasant View, Tennessee. A father of a 7-year-old boy detained a peeping Tom in a bathroom. Body cam video from Cheatham County Sheriff's Department shows the moment when deputies raced into the bathroom. The father, by the way, who had a gun, held the guy there and refused to let him leave. And the guy said, I made sure that he stood in the corner where he was at. I told him he wasn't leaving. He tried to leave. I said, no, you ain't going nowhere but to jail, sir. According to the father, he and his son were using the restroom when this guy comes in to the urinal next to the boy and peeked over the partition. All right, you just don't do that. I mean, come on. There are protocols in place. The suspect, 42 years old, admitted to police that he did what he did. The man said, according to the body cam footage, I did actually peek at his boy. And the deputy said, you peeked at him? Yep, he did. Is that illegal? Yes, it is, sir. Unfortunately, the guy's still alive. I mean, the father was packing heat, held him with his gun until the cops showed up. Good for you, sir. Once again, a law-abiding gun owner saves the day. All right, got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Some breaking news to share with you. This coming from Fox News. This is about the classified document leak at the Pentagon. The suspect, believed to be a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, the FBI have identified this individual. They're not releasing the name just yet. But law enforcement sources telling Fox News that this individual is a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. And the National Guard said it is aware of the alleged role that this individual may have played in the leak of highly classified documents from the. So how did somebody from the National Guard get their hands on these documents? And by the way, they were shared in some sort of a group chat on Disclose. So we're going to keep you updated. Any more information coming out there. Want to welcome all of you to the program, whether you're listening by radio, watching on Rumble. Welcome one and all. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from the great state of Montana, Congressman Matt Rosendale. Hey, Congressman, how are you, sir?
Joining you live from Glendive, Montana. I'm doing fabulous.
Love it. Well, as long as you're not in D.C., you're back in Montana. Good for you.
Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. We'll be going back to get to work again on Monday. First order of business, quite frankly, is to have a big press conference talking about the work that the Republican majority has accomplished in the House of Representatives in our first 100 days.
And what are some of the highlights of that, Congressman, as a member of the House Freedom Caucus? What are you most proud of that you guys have done?
There's a lot of messaging bills that have already been passed to basically show people what our agenda is as far as defunding 87,000 IRS agents, standing for life. But the big legislative accomplishment truly so far that's getting traction is H.R. 1. And H.R. 1 is the piece of legislation that not only intends to increase our domestic energy production by opening up the leasing and mandating the leasing of the available federal lands for mineral development, but it also has some provisions to streamline the permitting process and to clarify, not to change, but to clarify the NEPA process, which is basically what you go through in order to get a permit, in order to make sure that once we generate and produce those energy products, that we can permit pipelines to deliver them, that we can build the refineries and the offshore, or not the offshore, but the onshore facilities in order to export these products overseas to help our allies, so that not only are we going to reduce our dependency on foreign oil and energy products, but we want to help our allies to be able to do the same thing, Todd. So these are all really big things for our economy, for our national security, and quite frankly, to help us reduce inflation, because the cost of energy touches every single product that we consume, that we buy, that we ship. And so by bringing the cost of energy down, it's going to help every household across the nation. So we're going to have a big press conference on Monday talking about it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. And, of course, the spending bill as well. You know, there's been a lot of talk over government shutdowns, Republicans standing their ground. Where are we? There hasn't been a lot of conversation about that in recent days.
Not publicly, but privately, we've been having a lot of conversations about this. I will tell you, there seems to be basically two big factions. The one faction that I am certainly part of, which says that, you know something, there is enough revenue in rescissions and clawbacks through the unspent COVID money, through the $400 billion loan redistribution program for student loans. There's a lot of places that we have identified that we can claw back, that we can put back into the bucket for the Treasury to use, so that we're not up against that debt ceiling. And we believe that we've identified enough revenue to get us through somewhere in the neighborhood of about a year, Todd. That gives us ample time to address the appropriations bills in September, which is the job of Congress, instead of just passing another continuing resolution. At that time, we can attach the policy issues that are most important to us, our priorities, such as funding for securing our southern border, such as making sure that we do mandate the increase in our energy production, things like that, okay? And then once those appropriation bills are passed, we can actually look at what the cost of government is as we're going into next year and address it again. I am, again, of the school that we should be taking this 6 months, 1 year at a time, and removing some of the additional spending that the Biden administration put in place. I believe that there was ample government 2019, pre-COVID, okay? Yep. So why shouldn't we go back to that? Why is it that we have to have more government today than we did in 2019? And that's basically what he's saying. In 2019, the government, federal government, cost $5.14 trillion. And the Biden administration is proposing $6.8, almost $6.9 trillion in a budget. And I can't go there. But then you've got another school that, of course, they want to kick the can down the road. They want to increase the debt ceiling by whatever it takes to get us beyond the presidential election. Because, you know, Todd, we're going to do so much better next time with a new president, with a new Congress, and with a new Senate. We're going to really rein in the spending this time. Well, I have the ability to control the next 2 years, and that's where I'm going to try to put my foot down.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from Montana, Congressman Matt Rosendale. Congressman, the president and his son Hunter in Ireland making gaffe after gaffe. He confused a rugby team with Black and Tans, the British military group. Apparently that ticked off the English. He tried to pet a dog, and the dog was barking and growling at the president. What do you make of what the president's up to over there?
It's just dangerous. Anytime that he gets paraded out in the public without his handlers, it's dangerous. I feel bad for the man. I truly do. I think that it's very clear that his mental capacity has been compromised just because of, you know, the natural effects of time on the man. And it's a sad situation, but it is extremely dangerous for our country. And we cannot get to 2024 presidential election soon enough.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Hope you enjoy your time back in the district.
Thank you so much. Always good to be with you, Todd.
All right. Congressman Matt Rosendale, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Can we play the dog barking at Biden again?
That dog.
They're saying bad dog, but I say good dog. By the way, we're going to be in the break. I'm going to be over on the live chat on our Rumble page, rumble.com. Look for Todd Stearns, and you'll see me there, and we're going to be hanging out. We're going to try to start doing that in the commercial breaks, heading over and being a part of the live chat conversation. Crazy story. There's a gay pride group called Out Memphis. Nike is hosting a queer youth field day in Memphis, Tennessee. And this is all on the part of Nike. So Nike, the shoe, the apparel company, came up with the idea. This is from the memphisflyer.com. Nike approached the organization Out Memphis back in 2018 in hopes of hosting a recreational event field day for queer youth and allies, where people would not be divided into boy teams and girl teams. So everything is gender neutral and inclusive. I warn you about this in Culture Jihad. People laughed. Oh, there's no way. There's no way they're going to do away with gender. Well, all right. According to Out Memphis, it's a safe and affirming day for people to come out and enjoy the weather together. Now, you would be thinking youth, Queer Youth Day, or what are they going to, hold on a second. Yes, they're calling it Queer Youth Field Day. So you would think kids, right? So the event is open to any LGBTQ or plus youth or ally ages 13 to 25. So they consider a 25-year-old to be a child. They're hosting the event in loving solidarity. And as a result of legislation passed, especially on gender medical mutilation surgeries and public drag performances. Out Memphis says their joy cannot be stripped away, even though the government is attempting to make them go back in the closet. Nobody's making anybody go back in a closet. Quote, we just want youth to know that despite all these attacks, they're under right now. They can still gather. They can still have fun. And they can share a smile with friends, 13-year-olds and 25-year-olds. There's no word on what, no, we don't know, Dylan, what games they're playing. We do not know. No, I think it's board games. Hold on, arts and crafts. Hold on, I think they've got this. Oh, yes. There is music and free fun. There is pride. They say there are games, but they don't list the kinds of games. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. I missed this. What is wrong with me today? They have arts and crafts projects and board games. Wow. No, nothing. No balls. No sports with balls. No dodgeball, no kickball, no baseball. Mm-mm. No. Ball-free sports here. Just board games. Out Memphis said that spaces like Queer Youth Group not only provide the opportunity to be with friends, but also be respected and referred to by their preferred pronouns and seen for their whole selves. So there you go. This is what Nike is up to. And you're really surprised that Nike has endorsed Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender dude, as their spokesperson? Are you surprised by that? By the way, Fox has a story up. This is great. From the world of TikTok, a woman named Chatterbox Mama on TikTok, very upset, condemned Nike because, by the way, Nike has given Dylan Mulvaney a sports bra. So Dylan Mulvaney, who has no boobs but is a boob, wearing a sports bra. And now this woman on TikTok, her name is Chatterbox Mama, says, Nike, you should be ashamed of yourself. You chose a little boy with no breast and some junk in his pants to represent real women. And then she proceeded to set her own sports bra on fire and called on other women around the nation to stand in solidarity by burning their sports bras. Or brassiere, my dear. Ladies, what say you about all of this? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Head over to Rumble. We'll be there chatting. We'll be right back. All right. I am curious. Any of you folks follow this pastor? His name is Andy Stanley. He pastors one of the largest churches in America, and that's why we're talking about this. This is a big deal. So Andy Stanley has embraced some pretty left-leaning issues, if you will, and now he's weighing in on the Bible. A lot of people are really concerned about Mr. Stanley going woke. Or maybe he's already gone woke. But now he's out there saying there's no necessary conflict between evolution and theism. One of his arguments in church. Also, reports of him embracing a lot of ideas that are contrary to the teachings in Holy Scripture, which leads to this soundbite that our good friend from Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham, just shared.
We believe that Jesus rose from the dead, but we don't believe Jesus rose from the dead because the Bible tells us so. It's actually the other way around. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, there would be no Bible, there would be no church, and I would have no job.
So Ken Ham is posting this. It's gone viral on social media. He posted several lengthy responses to Mr. Stanley, who is a very well-known pastor. I mean, he's had Michelle Obama in the church at least two times that I know of. And anyway, Ken Ham is saying, look, how do we know Jesus bodily rose from the dead? Did any of us see it happen? No, it happened 2,000 years ago. But haven't people researched the resurrection and found all sorts of evidence consistent with him rising from the dead? Yes, but such evidence, so powerful and we can certainly use in our witnessing, does not ultimately prove he rose from the dead. In fact, no matter what evidence we point to in geology, biology, astronomy, none of this proves in an ultimate sense the Bible is true. Now, it is certainly true such evidence properly interpreted does confirm the Bible's history. And he goes on to describe all of that. But he says, think about it. We are finite beings living in the present. We don't know everything. We don't know how much we don't know or do know in relation to whatever there is to know. Actually, that's a fair point. However, we have a book that claims over 3,000 times to be the Word of God. This book claims that God moved people by His Spirit to write His Word. And what He once revealed to us about life, the universe, and history, this book, the Bible, tells us that God knows everything. He is infinite in knowledge and wisdom. He has all information.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
So if God's word is what it claims to be, and it is, then the infinite creator God has revealed to us the key information we need to know to have the ability to correctly interpret the world in relation to the past, present, and its purpose and meaning. Pretty powerful stuff. A lot of people are really scared to address preachers like this, these mega church preachers. But again, people like the Andy Stanleys of the world, they influence a lot of younger Christians around the country. So my question is, we used to sing this little song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. I mean, is Andy Stanley now saying that song is heresy? Bizarre. 844-747-8868. We'll take your calls on that coming up. That's 844-747-8868. Again, a couple of housekeeping notes to share with you. We are taking a very large group to Israel later this fall in November, 7 days and 7 nights, and we would love for you to join us. We have information on our website, toddstearns.com, and I would encourage you to go over there and check out. We have the itinerary, all the places we're going to be visiting. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. By the way, you're doing very well. We are getting very close on Amazon to being that number one book in America, and I need your help with that. The name of my latest political book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. That's Culture Jihad. How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You can get yourself a copy right now. Hardcover book, $10 on Amazon. That's a pretty good deal. So head over there and help us out. Got to read this book because we explain how to stop the left from killing this nation. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. Again, our number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Reading some of our messages on the live chat on Rumble, Cujo Donkey says, Todd, I exercise hard, and I'm hoping this is not inappropriate, but being a chesty gal, I wanted to know how a sports bra is going to work for me. Therefore, I want a real woman advertising the item. Well, that certainly makes sense. AmeriKraut says that guy gal looks like a complete idiot in that ad. Also says Skechers are comfortable. Well, there you go. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Michelle listening to us on The Talk Station, joins us. Hi, Michelle. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I've got to call in about a couple of different things. First of all, Nike, you know, that is a slap in the face to women across the country. You know, he can put his dresses on, and he can take all the medication, and he can add things to his body or cut things off. But he's never going to be me. He's never going to be a real woman. Give it up, you know. And wow, it's just a slap in the face. Women need to quit buying Nike. Don't buy stuff for your family from Nike. You know, just put them down because they put us down.
It's an agenda, so, Michelle. It's a propaganda campaign, and they're coming at us from every single avenue imaginable.
Yes. You better believe it. And as far as the dog goes, let me tell you, I've got five dogs, and one of them is 7 years old. And in 7 years, she has barked and carried on like that with one person, and that was a janitor at a hotel I was staying at.
Really?
There was something wrong with that guy. She did not like him, and she let me know that something was wrong with him. And that's the reason that dog's carrying on like that, because Biden is evil. And he puts out evil, you know. And dogs can sense that stuff.
Mm.
And as far as the little gay day thing they're having for kids, 25 years old is not a kid. Honestly, I kind of wonder if maybe they're not using that so that they can slip a few pedophiles in there. You know, because we know how the left feels about pedophiles. They're A-okay now.
It's curious. You know? Now, Michelle, just think about this for a moment. I mean, when you look at these drag shows, I mean, these are pretty provocative, sexually provocative performances. But it's always men dressing up scantily clad. You don't see the women doing that, right? It's just
right.
The men. And my question is, why do they want the 7 and the 8-year-olds and the 5 and the 6-year-olds? Why do they want them to come to these performances?
I'll tell you why, Todd, because they want to rob them of their innocence. You know, children are the most innocent thing on earth.
Mm.
They're the most innocent, precious thing that we have.
It's despicable.
To exploit it,
yeah,
and rob them of their innocence.
And I've yet to hear.
And they do that to slap God in the face.
Well, all right. Michelle, we got to leave it there, but thank you for calling in. Isn't that strange, though? Why? I don't know if these reporters are smart enough to ask that question, but it's a pretty fair question. Why would you want a 5-year-old to go to a sexually provocative drag show, Mr. Drag Queen? Why is that? All right, let's go to Jeff in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
I called in to comment on the, you know, if anybody under the age of 11, you know, if they get caught molesting a child, that they should get the death penalty. I believe that, I know we live in a wicked world, you know, like the drag queen shows and all that kind of stuff, and our kids are subjected to all kind of mindless stuff nowadays. But we have, each case should be judged on an individual basis, I believe, because, you know, sometimes you can see like an 11-year-old, and some of them look like they're more like, you know, they could be 18, 19 years old, and you can't tell that. And a lot of our young boys, you know, like 16, 17 and all that kind of stuff, I mean, they're just pulled over there and they don't know. So I believe it should be judged on an individual basis. And I believe that the parents should be held into account for a lot of what these children are doing, how they're, what they're going out with and what they're, you know, how they're dressing. I mean, the mothers let the little children run up and down the street wearing practically nothing and living in a world like we do. I mean, it's just, you know, it's bad. I mean, it promotes the wrong behavior, too. So,
well, anyway, I'll say this, Jeff. If you're anybody who harms a child, I believe they should get the death penalty. I mean, that's for me, that's a pretty straightforward thing. As far as how the children dress, I mean, I get it, but that's not an issue at all. I mean, if you're an adult, you know better. You know right from wrong. Now, I will say this. I've been to, years ago, when I was a reporter, I would used to cover sports and a sports reporter, high school basketball games. You got the high school dance teams out there basically simulating sex right in the middle of the court, and everybody's cheering. Everybody's having a great time. And these are the same individuals who will protest when the drag queens go out there and do their stuff when they're pretty much doing the exact same kind of dances. So I think that we all need to have a big come to Jesus moment and figure out what the heck is going on with morality in this country. Jeff, appreciate that call. Thank you. I know that no, that doesn't make me a bad person. I just think that for those heinous crimes against children, death penalty. There is no helping you. Let's go to Bob in Georgia. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. Can I tell a real quick joke? Won't take 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah, let's get real to it. Let's get to it pretty quick here, Bob.
Do you know why eggs are round instead of square or rectangle?
No, no, I don't, Bob.
Less wear and tear on a chicken's butt.
Okay, I'm not. Is that a joke or just reality? I mean, I have to imagine, you know. All right.
Well, I thought it was a joke when I laughed at it. So.
Well, there you go. There you go.
These gangsters at the courthouse, the ones that were protesting, you said were, what do they call it, insurrectionists?
Insurrectionists.
Yeah. Well, I heard more talk about babies being slaughtered since they did that than before. I listened to 3 different right-wing radio stations. And never do you hear anything. Like, for instance, how many people in drag have killed a child?
I have no idea. What are you talking about, Bob? You lost me with the square chickens coming out of a butt. I don't understand. What are you trying to say here? Get to your point.
What I'm trying to say is that what do they call them, drag queens? Or
right.
All right. How many drag queens have you
I don't know. That, I don't know, Bob. So what's your point?
My point is we need to concentrate on the idiots killing children in schools. What's something in common for almost every shooting?
A gun's being used?
No. Assault rifles.
What is an assault rifle, Bob?
An assault rifle is like the AR-15.
No, is so what do you think that so you think the A and the R stand for assault rifle, Bob? Is that what you think?
No, sir. I was in the military.
Well, you're the one calling it an assault rifle, and there's no such thing. Okay. We're done with Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Yeah. Enjoy your chickens. Jeez, a little America. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Here's an interesting story. The rising cost of college is not worth the benefit. That's according to a brand new poll released by the
Una de las especies más peculiares del mundo latino es el Padreus protectorus, que vive colgado encima de sus hijos como un koala.
Vamos contigo por si le pasa algo a tu auto.
Mamá, voy a estar bien.
Pero este instinto sobreprotector se está extinguiendo, porque State Farm está ahí las 24 horas si los necesitas. Así que los padres finalmente están soltando a sus hijos a la naturaleza.
¡Nos mandas fotos!
Como un buen vecino, State Farm está ahí. Llama para obtener una cotización hoy.
University of Chicago and the Wall Street Journal. The numbers at an all-time low, a new low in confidence in what had long been a hallmark of the American dream, going to college. The survey found 56% of Americans think earning a 4-year degree is a bad bet, compared with 42% who still believe that you can live the American dream with a degree. Skepticism is strongest among people ages 18 to 34, and people with college degrees are among those whose opinions have soured the most. You want to know why? Because Obama told these kids, you can't achieve the American dream unless you get a college degree. So what happened? A lot of people went out there. They didn't necessarily want to go to college, but Obama said, you got to go to college, and now they're saddled with all of this debt. and they don't have a job. And a lot of them are really struggling right now. The 2023 poll found that 42% now say college is worth the cost, only 42%, because people have a better chance to get a good job and earn more income over their lifetime. An economist at George Mason University blames professor politics and the COVID shutdowns. Professor Kaplan telling the Wall Street Journal, colleges have squandered a lot of goodwill by pushing dogmatic left-wing religion. Normal people don't have sympathy for that sort of thing, and they find it very off-putting. Is that true, ladies and gentlemen? The young people, and if we have college-age people out there, are you one of those individuals who believe it's just not worth the cost to go to college? And I'm curious, moms, dads, have you sent your kid off to school, and when they come back, they're a Democrat? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. I'm curious, do you think college is worth the cost? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, and we now have some breaking news. We can confirm that the FBI has arrested the Pentagon leaker, now identified as 21-year-old Jack Teixeira. Jack Teixeira, 21 years old, a member of the Massachusetts National Guard. He was a member of the intelligence wing of the Guard. That's the information now coming out and being verified by all sorts of news agencies. Charges are expected. The Washington Post says this is a fast-moving intelligence leak case, and the Pentagon is really concerned about all of this. The 21-year-old leaked hundreds of pages of classified military intel to an online group of friends, and then the secrets just spilled out from there. The arrest came hours after people familiar with the case identified Teixeira as the primary focus of the investigation. Reading again from the Washington Post here. In that group, Teixeira's handler, by the way, was Jack the Dripper. Interesting. He told members of the online group Thug Shaker Central that he worked as a technology support staffer for the Air National Guard on Cape Cod. And that's how he was able to access the classified documents. Now, a Facebook post from the 102nd Intelligence Wing congratulated Teixeira by his name for being promoted to Airman First Class back in July. Teixeira is apparently from North Dighton, Massachusetts. Members of the group had come together initially because of their shared interest in guns and military gear. So we don't know anything about this guy's politics, none of that stuff. We don't know anything yet. The investigation kicked off in early April when Pentagon officials first became aware that documents about an extraordinary range of subjects exposed how the United States spies on our friends and foes alike. Well, everybody's doing that. No surprise there. The leak of dozens, but here's the problem. Now they know how we're doing it. And so this is a big problem. It's a great big mess. The leak of dozens of pages also upset senior Ukrainian officials who had sought to keep details of their military's vulnerabilities hidden as Russia's war with Ukraine grinds on into its second year. A Justice Department spokeswoman and the FBI declined comments, and the Teixeira family is not speaking. President Biden had said earlier today in Ireland that the investigation was getting close to a resolution. So there you go, folks. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira now in custody. And we're going to keep you updated on this. White House, Pentagon, very, very, very concerned about where all of this is going. Interesting story from the New York Post. President Biden is turning to the social media influencers like Dylan Mulvaney for help. Now, this is interesting. One of the big challenges we've been talking about is how the Republican Party can recruit and generate younger supporters. Because the left controls all the public schools, so the kids are getting spoon-fed left-wing propaganda every single day. So the Biden administration is intentionally reaching out to TikTok or TikTok. Young influencers, ages 18 to 29. The effort is reportedly spearheaded by a staffer at the White House who will lead four digital staffers. So they're putting together an entire team. Reaching young voters is so critical to Biden that social media influencers who are unpaid could have their own briefing room inside the White House to work in person. In other words, they're going to be competing against the traditional White House press corps.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring. Like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
TikToker Harry Sisson asked the White House, when are we going to get to press briefing passes? The NYU student has more than 663,000 followers on TikTok and delivers a brief report of the day's big news on the platform. May I just ask here, why in the world would the Biden administration bring TikTok into the White House? Well, we all know the answer to that question, because the Chinese have purchased our president. Ironically, the push comes the same time the White House has signaled its willingness to sign off on legislation that would ban TikTok or force its sale because of the platform's owner's ties to the Chinese government. Last September, the White House got TikToker Daniel Mack to ask Biden about driving nice cars and what they do for a living. The White House Deputy Chief of Staff Jen O'Malley told Axios, "We're trying to reach young people, but also moms who use different platforms to get information, and climate activists and people whose main way of getting info is digital." So there you go. And the question is, what exactly are Republicans doing? What is the outreach plan? And a lot of people say, well, the outreach plan is Turning Point USA. That's the solution. Is that the solution? I mean, that's the big question here. All right, we're going to talk more about that on tomorrow's program. We've got some great guests coming up tomorrow. By the way, ToddStearns.com, our great website. If you missed any of the interview segments, you can go back, listen to it, download our podcast, and we offer that free of charge. So if you're watching us for the first time on Rumble, welcome. You can also download our newsletter, again, free of charge. You say, what's up with all the free stuff? Well, we like to do that around here. So we have sponsors that pay our bills, and we don't want you to have to spend money to enjoy our conversation every day. All right, folks, we got to scoot out of here. Been a great show today. Be good, America.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring. Like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.